From teal to Spartan green. From stories and essays about Larry Nassar and the toll from his years of sexually abusing young women, the culture of silence at Michigan State University, to stories focused on MSU moving ahead from the Nassar scandal, the most difficult challenge in its history. That's how the summer 2018 MSU Alumni Magazine was changed on orders of interim president John Engler. Gone was the cover of teal, the color of sexual assault awareness. It was replaced by Spartan green and upbeat stories of how MSU is moving past the Nassar debacle. Yesterday, while he appeared at the Detroit Economic Club, Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick asked Engler if he had anything to say about those orders to change the alumni magazine and focus on the positives.
Not really. I mean, the magazine was in production over a period of time, and the magazine that came out is the magazine we published.
One of the contributors to that original version of the magazine was Stephanie McCann. She's an alum of MSU, now a faculty member, and she has a child who attends MSU. Her piece, which was scrubbed, talked about being a Spartan now. Stephanie McCann, welcome. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, Cindy.
What were your thoughts, Stephanie, when you first learned your piece had been eliminated from the magazine and so much of the content focused on addressing the Nassar scandal had been scrubbed?
I think that our MSU alumni have reached out in many different ways asking how they can better their own communities around this issue, how they can volunteer and contribute their resources around college rape and sexual assault and child sexual abuse. And the Alumni Magazine was an opportunity to communicate with our alumni that they are not alone and that although they may not be here physically on campus, they are still very much a part of our community. And the edits that were made to that magazine, I think, removed our alumni from the very real experience that we're having on campus and isolated them from a really important conversation.
Your piece in the magazine was short. In fact, it was originally something you wrote for social media back in February. What was the message that you were trying to convey with your piece, Being a Spartan Now?
That no one has the ability to decide who is MSU and what this amazing community is about. I wrote that briefly. I think it took 5 to 10 minutes to write it. I didn't edit it. And it was simply a message to MSU, particularly alumni, but MSU community members, that many of us were feeling and continue to feel a betrayal and a disgust of being a member of the MSU community, and simultaneously are balancing that with an immense love for MSU and a connection as a Spartan. And so that piece was meant to provide empathy and compassion and understanding because there were so many alumni, faculty, and students who were feeling very conflicted about how do I continue to be a Spartan during the midst of significant betrayal and abuse and continue to show up to better my community without shame or guilt. So that piece was to exhibit empathy and understanding and to provide an outlet for our alumni.
And how did your piece actually end up in the original version of the Alumni Magazine?
I wrote that piece for Facebook specifically and then posted it on my LinkedIn and was contacted by multiple alumni whom I have no connection with. We weren't friends on social media, but that was a public post. And they reached out to me by private message to say, thank you so much for everything you've said. That's exactly how I'm feeling. I'm so embarrassed and ashamed, and yet I am a diehard Spartan. I bleed green, and I don't know how to continue to feel both of those things and essentially be in both of those places. And so that piece was, you know, written for social media. I was contacted by multiple alumni. And so as a clinical social worker, I did what I do best. And I contacted another resource, which was the Office of Alumni Relations, to ask them about ways that alumni could be involved in volunteering and in resource contribution, because they were contacting me, and they were all over the United States. So then I contacted the Alumni Relations Office, and they got in touch with the alumni that were messaging me. So when this edition was being created, I was asked to allow them to print the piece that I had written for social media, and I absolutely agreed to that.
So they sought you out. They went to you and said, we want this piece.
Yes.
And how did you find out that it wasn't going to be in the final version? Did anyone at MSU call you and let you know?
I actually received a private message from a friend on Instagram who said, hey, you had a great mention in the state news. And I said, oh, that's great. What is it about? And they sent me the article that the state news ran on August 24th that the alumni magazine had been edited significantly. And that was how I found out that my piece was cut and that the initial version of the magazine was scrapped.
I'm going to run through a list of some of the headlines for pieces that were scrubbed in addition to yours. So here we are. The long fight to be heard, diminished, a time to listen and learn, a pattern of failure, the dangers of unquestioned authority, the power of speaking up. All of those pieces were removed from the final version of the magazine. In your view, Stephanie, what opportunities were missed by taking these out of the magazine?
I think the magazine articles hit on so many valid and important points to allowing people to be heard so that they can heal. As a clinical social worker, I know people heal when they feel heard. We know that in order to own your survivorhood and own your story, you have to speak it and have someone be willing to listen, even when it's painful, even when it feels uncomfortable and vulnerable. And to have those articles removed from the magazine said to me that this is a conversation that is vulnerable, that is difficult, that we cannot run from unless we remove the story. And whether it's in the alumni magazine or not, these stories exist and they need to continue to have a platform to be told.
The action of scrubbing these stories, what message do you think that action sends?
Brené Brown is a PhD social work researcher, and she researches vulnerability and shame. And I think we're at a point right now where we feel vulnerable. The MSU community feels vulnerable. We feel hurt, and we have an opportunity to either step into courage or to step into fear. And as a clinician, I think that message that's being sent is this conversation feels too vulnerable and too difficult to have, and that there's a fear of being judged and there's a fear of what other people will think, you know, what donors will think, what our greater community in Michigan and frankly across the United States will think of this university if we're honest. And the only way to heal from this is to be acknowledging very painful truths so that we can see where we have been and decide with courage that we're going to move forward in a different direction.
And to reach that goal and to take that action, what would be the steps? What do you feel that MSU still has to do that it hasn't yet in order to fully heal and to move forward?
Well, healing from a traumatic event doesn't have a timeline. And that's what we've experienced here. We have experienced systemic trauma, a trauma that touches people in the MSU community in many different ways, on many different levels. A few months ago, there were teal ribbons on every tree on campus. Now they're removed. We could see visibly the support and the love for survivors, and that's not present currently. And I'm not saying that visibility needs to continue for years to come. But when the ribbons are pulled from the trees and the magazine is edited and the conversation is encouraged to be shifted away from what has happened and the trauma that's occurred to this community to something more positive, that's avoidance. And that is only going to keep us stuck as a community.
Stephanie, you're an MSU alum, you're an MSU employee, and you have a child at Michigan State. What keeps your support for this university going?
Because Larry Nassar is not MSU. And the leadership is not MSU. MSU is composed of phenomenal students and parents and caregivers who support those students, and our faculty and our staff and our alumni who are doing incredible things all over our world. So I am inspired every day to continue to come into work and move beyond my personal feelings and reactions of the Larry Nassar trauma, because there are thousands and thousands of Spartans who are depending on good people who are knowledgeable in their area to continue to teach and to do well and to do better.
Stephanie McCann, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Cindy.
Stephanie McCann is one of the writers who had their piece about moving on from the Nassar scandal scrubbed from the original version of the Summer MSU Alumni Magazine. In regards to the changes in the Alumni Magazine, an MSU spokesperson sent us a statement, and it reads in part, and I'm quoting here, "Given its three-month production process, it has been difficult for the Spartan Magazine team to stay ahead of the news cycle. During the course of development, the team was continuously evaluating many possible options for content and for feature stories. In the end, the editorial team took an approach that concentrated on the most important changes and improvements at MSU that have been made over the past 6 months related to campus safety and sexual assault prevention and education, as well as where the university is headed in the future. Alumni consistently communicate to the magazine team that they want to know what is happening on campus. So striking a balance between addressing the problems of the past but also showing the positive impact Spartans are having across a variety of fields was the desired outcome." Again, that statement from an MSU spokesperson.